You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Stand here. The family doesn't live here anymore. recorded earlier and the moonlight at an angle. These are the kind of scrapes that we're getting to. Standing over by the bar looking at me, I'm looking at you. The house doesn't stand here. The family doesn't live here.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and unfortunately, you know, we had some WRCT technical troubles here, but, you know, the live music persists. I'm very happy to be able to welcome on some good friends of mine, excellent, wonderful musicians, the pinnacle of music. You won't be disappointed. We have for you today, live in the studio, Ejector Crab. How we doing out there, gang?
Doing good. Thank you so much for having us.
Wait, I realized I can't hear you unless I do this. Hold on.
We're doing good. Thank you so much for having us on, Mr. Tunes.
Mr. Tunes. That, yeah, no, it's good to have you guys. But, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so we're Ejector Crab. We're a band coming out of Carnegie Mellon University. We've been playing for 3 years now. Yeah, and we're here to play some awesome tunes for you guys, Mr. Tunes.
Some awesome tunes with Mr. Tunes. Yeah, so we'll let you get started out the gate. We'll make up for lost time here, and we'll let you guys go.
Sounds good. This first song is called Take Me to the Beach. I wrote it during COVID when I could very much not go to the beach. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Take off your shoes. dark and folding out mysteriously. Where lies the chance we take to be always working, reaching out for a hand that we can't see? Everybody's got to hold on hope. It's the last thing that's holding me. Say I love you, babe. Won't say I need you, babe. But I'm gonna get you, babe, and I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time. I'll waste my share of mine. But it never feels too good, so let's don't take too long. For you're soft as glass, and I'm a gentle man. We got the sky to talk.
All right, that one was So All Right, Cool Whatever by the Happy Fits. This next song is by a local band out in Berkeley, California, called Mount Eddie. They're now currently known as Ultra Q. We play this song, one, because we believe in the message, and two, because it's fun to play. This next song is called I Love Robert Smith.
We'll be right back. crazy half the time. Oh, staring at the clock, oh, it's staring back, but I don't move. It's thinking, trying not to lie in front of you, trying not to lie in front of you, trying not to lie in front of you, trying not to lie.
got something to say.
So I am going to quickly just say, to those of you listening back at home, I know we've been cutting in a little bit and out, but for those of you just tuning in, this is Ejector Crab, the local legends of CMU fame. Did we get to go around and introduce everybody around the circle over there back in the studio yet, Kyle?
I don't believe we did, so I guess we'll go around. I'm Kyle. I'm a junior studying computer science at Carnegie Mellon, and I've been playing Ejector Crab for 3 years now.
I'm Carlos. I'm Ejector Crab's bass player. I guess I've been here 3 years as well. I'll pass it over to Janelle.
Hello, everyone. I'm Janelle. I'm the drummer of Ejector Crab. I think we've all been here for 3 years, except someone here who is our special guest for us. And I'll hand it over to him.
Hey guys, I'm Brian. I've been in Ejector Crab for 36 hours. So I learned all of this on command, I guess.
Yeah, and he's been very good at it.
My fingers are bleeding. It's
in a good way, right?
Oh yeah, no. He's in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's obviously subbing in for Jonathan, who is our guitarist. He's out of town, unfortunately. It is the end of the semester for us here at Carnegie Mellon, so he's head home.
Yeah, it's a shame he can't be here, but we have a song dedicated to him in a couple.
So we'll get that one out of the way. But first, here's another original. This one's called Sidelines. We wrote it in response to, we played a show at SCS Day, which is the School of Computer Science Pride Day, and they have a talent show, and we were going to play this year, which would be our third year playing, and they were like, oh, you're going to play the same song 3 years in a row, and I wasn't going to have it. So I decided to write a new song the day of and perform it.
Did you still end up performing the same song?
And then we ended up getting an encore and performing the same song. Yeah. But that's neither here nor there. But this song was written for that. It's called Sidelines.
Miles of country road, rise, rise away. The cars are by the river, clouds are in the today.
I'm over you. I'm over you. I'm over you. I'm over you. I'm over you.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop.
Yeah, does it make you better now? Feel the fire, yeah. How can you say you're the better person now?
Next, Kyle.
Yeah, I think this next song goes out to Jonathan France because he couldn't be here today.
What's the song?
The song is called Regina. It's also by Carpal Tunnel. And yeah, this
nice.
One goes out to him.
It's a shame Jonathan couldn't be here. He loves the song.
He loves the song.
Spot near the door. One morning, Mama kicked him as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he woke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheeks. Mama got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said. Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Every day, baby, when the sun goes down.
Well, full disclosure, I've been told down the grapevine that there's rumors that you are the long lost brother of Billy Joe Armstrong. What say you to these rumors?
Oh boy. Now, it is very funny. I do get that quite a lot, that my voice sounds a lot like Billy Joe Armstrong. I think it's kind of fitting. I don't play Green Day songs that often, but I used to play them a lot.
Yeah, we keep them from
doing that. But importantly, we played a song, just the set. That was by the son of Billy Joe Armstrong, and it kind of sounds like him. So playing that, there's a little bit of connection there. I can see the resemblance, though I hate to admit.
Well, I mean, outside of that, kind of just coming from across the band, what would you say you draw from most in terms of your stylistic choosings, be it vocal, instrumental? What do you find yourself drawn to?
I can take one. I picked up bass because of Geddy Lee out of Rush, and he's a little too flashy for my tastes now, but still love him obviously. But I think right now it's probably Tony Levin of King Crimson and Peter Gabriel fame. He's just fantastic. He's so versatile.
That's a solid pick there, though. I've always got to lean back on Rush. Rush is a phenomenal one.
And for myself personally, I listen to a lot of the California indie, like, rock small bands stuff coming out of, like, Gilman and Berkeley and all that stuff. So that's, like, a lot of where, like, these covers come from. Carpal Tunnel and Ultra Q Now are two that are up there for me. I also hearken back to Blink-182 as well as a classic. Gives credence to my guitar playing skills. Yeah. That's good. I know Janelle has a long list of favorites.
Actually, not really. Like, I'm blanking on all my favorite bands right now. I mean, I started playing the drums because my brother played the guitar, so I was like, might as well play the drums to hang out with him more. And I actually was in a punk band in like high school. So then coming here and then playing with an indie band, it was kind of a change. But I really like it a lot. I love playing with these guys. It's always fun and exciting here.
Well, I'm definitely I don't know whether or not I'd say I'm glad or not that we're getting at least the Blink 182 guitar. So,
say what happens next ain't really up to me. Just a little chickadee, chickadee.
Skip that one. That was our.
That's crazy.
But oh, that's crazy. I need a little moment, a little break. So we're gonna hand it off to Brian, who's playing one of his originals as a thank you for him being on here with us today.
Oh yeah, very true. Yeah, so I'm a singer, songwriter, guitarist, my own band. We're called Obscure Spirits. We actually have a show coming up on May 16th at Mr. Roboto Project. So hopefully anyone.
Hopefully.
Wants to go, would go. All right, give me the lines. So many rules.
Yeah.
So many rules. All right, I gotta switch back to electric then, real quick.
Yep.
Well, while we take a second to go back to the electric over there, I guess what's been probably your favorite moment as live musicians? You know, what do you have? Maybe a favorite gig or like a favorite moment during a gig that you always kind of fall back on? Just like this was the stuff.
Mm. What do you think?
I mean, there's always a bit of beauty to live music. Sometimes you forget the lyrics. Oftentimes you forget the lyrics. but you know, I think there's always some good stuff in live music. I think one that I really liked was. Aforementioned SES Day this year.
Was it because I wasn't there?
It's because Carlos wasn't there. We had him subbed out. A guy named Joey, he's really good. And we planned on playing two songs, and we got an encore for a third, and there's something just very electric about having an encore that you don't plan yourself, which is like a little known thing. Like that was like, for anybody that was there, it looked like it was planned, and it genuinely was not planned at all. So it was very, very exciting, and it felt very, very cool.
Yeah, we just have that song ready because it's half of what.
Buddy, I can't afford not to. Mm-hmm.
woman with a finance business. So baby, you know I need some gold, gold, gold. I need money, romance without finance, just don't make sense. So baby, please let me have some gold, gold, money, get some money. You so great and you so fine. If you ain't got the money, you can't be mine. It ain't no joke to be so broke. And baby, you know I ain't lying when I say romance without finance is a mistake. So baby, you know I need some gold, gold, gold. Lay it on me.
with who brung you, swang with who swung you. Don't be a fickle fool. If you came here with a gal who has always been your pal, don't leave her for the first unattached girl. It just ain't cool. You gotta dance with who brung you, swang with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have far fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash. I had a friend in Texas, really had some style. He sang good old western swing and nearly drove him wild, wild, wild. When a talent scout from Vegas said, boy, Grissom sang this way. In one short year, he's broke. And in L.A., you've got to dance with who brung you, swang with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have far fun if you dance with who brung you to the bag. Gotta be real careful what you wish for, 'cause you just might get the whole darn thing. Be sure what you want is really something you can use, or you might wind up out there singing the blues. You gotta dance with who brung you, swang with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash. Swang with who swung you, dance with who brung you to the bash. Yes. Swing that thing.
All the time, wrote the words you never liked, all the small things I'd mind. Can't find the words to say, but you'd surely find the door. Empty house with messy sheets, outside singing on the floor.
That was a fun one to jam out.
Yeah, a little work in progress.
Still a work in progress. Hopefully we get that out sometime. Maybe before Carlos graduates.
I'll be around. Hopefully.
This next song is our classic. Oh.
What you guys got going on?
Let's take a minute.
Let's take 1 minute. All right.
How about, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. I'll take a question or two. We'll space it out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so what exactly is the songwriting process for Ejector Crab? I'd love to hear kind of what we got going on over there.
Yeah, I feel like it's a very interesting process in that a lot of the songs that we played were already written sort of before, like, we started playing them, because a lot of the songs that we play are songs that I would be, like, pieced together in high school or had, like, existing in a notebook somewhere, and I showed up to band practice one day. But it's usually not fleshed out and definitely doesn't have the Ejector Crab stylings.
Well, and I think you're discounting half the band there. Jonathan, you know, well, Jonathan...
Me, and then also Jonathan, okay, right? Okay. Jonathan does the same thing, so me and Jonathan sure. both write a lot of songs. But, I mean, he has a whole note...
Go by my door, it's never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. Something ain't right, it's wrong. Gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragon clouds so high above, only known careless love always hits me from below. So direct, you're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Purple clover queen in place, crimson hair across your face. You can make me cry. Gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in rhymes. Blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever. Never realize the time. Ships have all been said. Might have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. There's no way I can compare all the scenes to this affair. Gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing. Staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying.
Come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could walk. with you in my arms, waltz across Texas with you, like a storybook ending. I'm lost in your charm, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. Troubles are just up and gone the moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on, and I could waltz across Texas with you, waltz across Texas with you in my arms, waltz across Texas with you, like a storybook ending. I'm lost in your charm, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.